Everybody, so for today's topic, Rav Asher and I spoke in a recent parsha here about a topic that doesn't sound like it's really an issue because everybody does it, and you would think that there's nothing to discuss, and that is, can you keep milchig and fleishig in the same refrigerator together? Or do you need to have a separate refrigerator for milchigs and fleishigs? So I've only seen commercial kitchens that have two refrigerators, and that's normally what we require in, like, a restaurant wouldn't have milchig and fleishig, but like in a camp setting or something like that, we would always require a separate refrigerator for milchig, even separate kitchens pretty much for milchig and for fleishig in a catering facility and things like that. But in a private home, so Rav Asher said that his Rebbe, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, had a separate refrigerator for dairy and for meat, but it's not clear if that was a psak or that was some sort of extra chumrah that he took on at some point. And certainly Rav Asher said we have to be mekel in the end in the shaila, because not everybody can afford to have. But he said, when I visit America, I see these houses that have plenty of space for multiple refrigerators, for milchik, for fleishik, for pariv. So the background is a little bit of background just about basar b'chalav, is that there is no isra achila nor isra na that's explicit in the Torah. It only says Lo Tavash Al Gedi B'Chalev Imo three times, but the Gemara darshins from three times it says Lo Tavash Al Gedi B'Chalev Imo, that there's Nisa Daraisa of Bishul, Nisa Daraisa of Achila, and Nisa Daraisa of Hana'a from Basar B'Chalev. But that's only when it's Derech Bishul Asra Torah, when Basar and Chalev were actually cooked together. But then we find so many chumras that Chazal made when it comes to Basar B'Chalev. Chazal made so many harchakos. Min HaTorah it's only Derech Bishul Chazal Asra, even when it's not Derech Bishul. Chazal don't even allow two people to eat at the same table together, basar b'chalav. Chazal are choshish for dinim of maris ha'ayin when it comes to basar b'chalav. There are dinim of waiting between eating fleishik and eating milchik. So we have so many chumas. So Rav Asher pointed out that l'chora it seems like a stira between two sugyas when it comes to our issue. There is a gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Beis where the gemara talks about having a certain type of milchik dip that they had and having it on the same table as salt. Now salt is not fleishik. The milchik dip is milchik, but salt is not fleishig, but says the Gemara, what salt is often used for is to salt meat. So the Gemara is concerned that you can't keep the milchig dip on the same table as the salt, because some of the dip is going to drip into the salt, and then that salt is going to be used to salt meat, and that's going to be a violation of basar b'chalav, which, by the way, wouldn't even be derech bishul, right? I mean, it would be basar b'chalav on some sort of drabbana level. So the Gemara distinguishes between salt and vinegar, because even if it falls into the vinegar, it would become batel. But the Gemara seems to be concerned about this salt situation. So it seems that you can't have dairy and meat next to each other, because the Gemara doesn't even allow you to have salt and dairy next to each other, and salt isn't even fleishig, because you might come to use that salt with the meat. So you would imagine that if that were the case, to put meat and dairy together in the same box would for sure be problematic. On the other hand, the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, which discusses Lifnei Iver, so the Mishnah says that there is a city that has an Avodah Zarah, and all of the Tekrovus Avodah Zarah is Asa Ba'na, so whatever is outside of the city is Mutter. If the Avodah Zarah is out of the city, then whatever is in the city is Mutter. So the Gemara says that if a Jew and a non-Jew are cooking two pots on the same stovetop, then we're not Choshishin. What are we not Choshish for? What does that mean exactly? So one interpretation is that we would have thought to be Choshish that the Nachri is going to slip Nevela into the Jew's pot. But the other interpretation says that you would have thought to be Choshish for a spill from one to the other. And the Gemara is telling me, no, I don't have to be choshish just because two pots are in close proximity to each other, that one is going to spill into the other. So the conclusion is, in that Gemara, we're not choshish, that one will spill into the other. L'chora, that is a stira. Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis tells us that to have the milchig dip right next to salt, which isn't even really fleishigs, I am choshish for a spill from one to the other. And then you have a Vodazara, Daf Yud Aleph, two pots, one with, treifa food and one with kosher food, and I'm not choshish for a spill. So how much do I have to be choshish about proximity? It's a stir in two Gemaras. Do I have to be choshish for proximity? So the Rishonim all ask this kasha, and how they resolve the kasha is going to make an impact in halacha. The Rashba in the Taurus Abayis raises this question, and he quotes from the Rambam that the Gemara in Chulin with the salt is because salt is different. Salt has a tendency to be shoev; it draws out, it absorbs more of some other flavor. Part of nature is that salt can draw flavor from things that are nearby. So we're not worried that just that it will spill. A spill I'm never worried about. It's just that this magnetic pull of flavor from the dairy product to the salt, that's why it's a cause for concern in that Gemara. But spills, I'm not worried about spills. The Rashba rejects the interpretation interpretation of the Rambam. Tosos in Chulin writes a second interpretation, that there's no issur to put milk and fleishig in the same box. The reason we're concerned about the dairy product and the salt is that dafka, because salt isn't fleishig, so you're not going to be cautious. Meaning when you have milk and fleishig next to each other, you have treif and kosher next to each other, of course you're going to be super careful to protect something that it shouldn't become not kosher. But if even worst case scenario, nothing's going to become not kosher. You have salt and you have milk, so worst comes to worst, you have milk and salt. So then you're not going to be choshish, and then you're going to spill all over the place, and then I'm worried that you're going to go use that salt with fleishig. That's how Tosa suggests. Then the Arzarua quotes a Rivash, his Rebbe, who says, no, meat and dairy should not be put in the same box. Meat and dairy should not be put in the same box. The difference between the two Gemaras is that any other dish is just meant to last for a short while and you're going to eat it very soon. But the particular dairy dish and the salt that the Gemara spoke about are both items that are meant to last for yomim rabim, and that's what we're choshish. So anytime you have a meat product and a dairy product that can last for yomim rabim, you have to be choshish that they shouldn't be in proximity to each other. If you go with that third approach, now we have a problem, right? Meaning if you have two things that can last for yamim rabim, you know, like with modern refrigeration, and then you can't even have them in the same box, they're going to be in proximity to each other. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Hei in Yerodeya Sevav is Mekil, and then the Rama writes, Tov li zoher b'makom she'in tzorech, that one should be careful not to put meat and dairy in the same box unless there is a tzorech. So the Rama is machmir l'chadchila, not meikra din, clearly not meikra din, but he recommends tov li zoher, that it's something people should be makbid about. Now, the concern of proximity is only if both items are exposed. If both items are fully covered, you have them in Tupperwares and they're fully sealed, you have foil around the top of the pan and it's totally sealed, then that's not going to be a problem. But if you have two items that are exposed that are in the same box, the Rama writes Tov Li Zaher. There's another halach in Siman Kuf Yud Ches about Shnei Kederos of a Jew and a non-Jew on the same stovetop, which is that Gemara that we mentioned before, which is Mutter, and the Rama over there also says Yesh Li Zaher, that one should be careful about such things. In Siman Tzadi Zayin Sif Aleph, the Rama says that you can't bake bread and meat in the same oven because we're afraid some sauce is going to drip from the meat and land on the bread. L'chora, that Rama has nothing to do with the other Ramas, right? Meaning we aren't afraid that things will drip from one pot to the other or to splatter from one to the other. In an oven, it's a different situation. In the oven, neither item is in a kli. Both are totally exposed. When you heat things, fat oozes, so it's much more likely, chashash, having meat and bread in the same oven than the other cases that we were talking about two items in the same box or two pots right next to each other. So at the end of the day, it seems that everybody does it, but we need to understand why. So l'chora, it's mutter to have a milchik and fleishig items in the same refrigerator for three reasons. First of all, even the Rama is only machmir when there is no tzorech. Shulchan Aruch and Tosos are makel entirely. So when limited in space, l'chora, there is a tzorech. Now, if you have two refrigerators anyway in your kitchen and you just haphazardly put milchik and fleishig in both, I don't know that you can call that a tzorech. So kula number one would fall away if you have a giant kitchen with multiple refrigerators. Second kula, though, second reason we're making is we always cover things in our refrigerators. And perhaps one should be extra careful. Rav Asher Weiss suggested in Israel where they have milk bags where they snip the top of the bag so it's actually not covered and the milk is actually pretty exposed and you tip it over, the whole thing spills all over the place, and things could even fall in if you cut the hole big enough, if an American cut the hole and you cut the hole big enough. So then you'd have to be maybe a little bit more careful about that. And the third kula is that if you have food on different shelves, then that's not considered to be the same box. The Shach and Yerodeya, some of the Zayin, some of Vav, says that explicitly. But if you have none of those kulas, then l'chora, we should be nizar, right? Meaning if it's a situation where you have plenty of space, you have multiple refrigerators and plenty of space, and it's a situation where stuff is not covered for whatever reason in your refrigerators, and they're on the same shelf, then l'chora, you have a problem. Then at least l'chadchil, you have a problem. Then it's tov li zahir. But short of that, we're still in good shape. Okay, everyone have a great day. I'm not going to be giving Tamil Halacha Shir here on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm giving it in Florida at Rabbi Shachter's Yachur Kala. So you can catch it online. Okay.